I am here with friend of the show, Simon Kucharski, who tomorrow turns 10 years old. How are we feeling about that?
Excited.
Now, you and I have done some negotiating about a plan that your father had. I'm not really ready to be dad to somebody who's two digits old, and I'd like you to stay 9 for an additional year, and then next birthday you could skip forward to 11. How do you feel about this idea?
It's weird. Like, really weird. I don't think anyone's ever done that before.
No? No.
Nope.
But you have shown some willingness to negotiate.
No, I have not.
You have not?
Nope.
I thought that was a dollar figure that you were considering.
I already told everyone in my class, so, I mean.
So that means you could do it or you couldn't do it?
I could, but the radio is going to hear that I'm turning 10, so.
Yeah, this kind of would backfire my own thing. So you could take the money, tell everyone that you're 9, but they would all know because hundreds of thousands of people listen to this radio show, they would know that you're 10.
Yeah.
So you'd come out all ahead.
Exactly. I get free money.
So what? How much free money were we talking about?
$250.
$250. You think for a year, for $250, you could tell everyone that you're 9, even though you're 10?
You could give me more.
No, that's the max. That's the number we came up with.
Sure.
Do you really think you could do it?
No, not at all.
What? Don't worry about hitting that screen. It's recording whether it's on there or not. What? What's the most exciting thing about going from 9 to 10?
Double digits, and I get 3 birthday parties because I had a surprise birthday party in Philadelphia, and I get party with my friends that I've had for a long time and a party with my school friends.
Wow, that's a lot of parties. Who's financing this project?
You are.
I wanted to do one of these with you about clowns because we've seen the Joker commercials, so I'm going to tag on questions about clowns. How do you feel about clowns?
I like them at circuses, but I don't like them when it's like a scary movie.
What do you think your classmates, like what's a fourth grader think about clowns in general?
They're scary.
Yeah.
I think it depends what kind of clown. Like, if they're a creepy clown, it depends how creepy they are. Because, like, if I watch the movie with friends, it's not that scary. But if I watch the movie with just like a couple people, it's much scarier.
Dude, you would never make it through it. You would not make it through 5 minutes of it.
I bet you I could.
Oh, here we go with the betting again.
I bet you.
Dude, if you watched it, you would sleep in our room for like your whole, until you were 11. That movie would scare you to death. There's no way
probably
you would watch
would.
That movie. Yeah.
No. But we got to find a movie to watch on my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if there are enough hours in the day on your birthday. Do you know that we're eating at a secret restaurant on your birthday?
Yes.
How do you do with secrets?
So I know the one for my first birthday.
Party.
Party is going to be Shogun. The second one is going to be a place that I've never been before that Mom says has really good dessert.
You're very bad at secrets, right? We keep a secret. You say you want it to be a secret, and then you torture us to tell you the secret.
Exactly.
On behalf of the Midday 180, I would like to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.